Notice, warning about legalities and human rights. July 8, 2022. By Justice Anavon Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. It's unlawful and illegal to own living people as slaves, right? Right. We gave that up ages ago, didn't we? Yes, we did. Amendment 13 abolished slavery, and by 1926, the League of Nations succeeded in banning both slavery and peonage worldwide. But look at how the Balrog's tail snagged a new lease on life and allowed, indeed, institutionalized, slavery for some people. The 14th Amendment defined criminals as slaves and failed to define criminals except to inform us that citizens of the United States are criminals by definition. And, going into the Great Depression, men like Franklin Delano Roosevelt pulled another fast one by selling all the municipal citizens of the United States into slavery. Read over FDR's first inaugural address and his references to consecration and clearinghouse certificates. In order to do these evils, FDR and his buddies had to relabel and redefine the victims as humans, that is, not really people, not men and women, but something else that the perpetrators could pass off as something other than men and women with natural and unalienable rights. Think of it this way, man versus human, or translate it another way, and you get man versus color of man or colored man. Many of the victims of FDR's slave sale were actually and factually colored people. So then, we had the whole effort to dig out of the insanity of the Buck Act of 1940, and the Civil Rights Movement for Humans and the United Nations Human Rights Declaration, and all of this is very helpful and nice, but never addressed the actual issue, which is slave ownership glossed over, literally, and peonage, too, which were outlawed in 1926. So, do you want to be classified, legally but not lawfully, as a human? No, you definitely don't. And you don't want human rights, either, because whatever those rights may be, it's still legal to kill humans, still legal to enslave humans, and still legal to steal from humans under force. It's not lawful or legal to do any of these things to men and women. So, you want to be a man or you want to be a woman, and you want to be on your toes ready to disavow any claim that you are a thing, a Mr., a Mrs., a Miss., or any other person or person that they can classify as a human, and victimize using this pernicious fraud and evasion of the actual public law, which has forbidden both slavery and peonage since 1926. Obviously, the cat is finally out of the bag, and people are waking up to this maladept use of legality to evade the public law, and abuse innocent people by mischaracterizing and impersonating them as things. So what do the criminal cretins do? Well, they gin up another scheme, only worse, that allows them to do the same thing, use legalities to evade the public law. The US Supreme Court made a bad error and allowed corporations involved in genetic engineering to patent bits and pieces of DNA and mRNA, and inject these into plants and animals that they then classified, and own, as genetically modified organisms. Sound oddly familiar? Redefining and relabeling? Owning the newly redefined things as slaves? Being able to impose peonage? Being able to kill and imprison and enslave, only this time based on patents? Are we to endure another round of this gratuitous fraud and crime against humanity, which includes men and women and also male and female humans? Crowds of people marching around demanding GMO rights? I don't think so. This time, it's the turn of the screw in the opposite direction. Our country has already passed a public law forbidding all claims attempting to define living people as genetically modified organisms, whether or not they have voluntarily accepted patented DNA or RNA-altering vaccinations. And if the recipients of DNA or RNA-altering vaccinations die, we recognize no claims of interest in their estates by any corporation whatsoever. We are going after the criminal masterminds behind all this crap. We know what they did in the past and we know what they are trying to do right now, and enough is enough. Before we are done, we will have cleaned up every boardroom from here to Bangkok, and God enlighten anyone who stands in the way, because they will be defending the authors of their own demise. All you bankers, all you party boys, all you governmental officials, take heed. The herd isn't the herd anymore, and you are all at the end of your ropes. We outlawed slavery in 1865 and we outlawed it again, and peonage, too, in 1926, and with God as our witness, enslavement by redefinition and relabeling of people as humans or GMOs or anything else, and evasion of the public law via the use of such legalities, is at an end in 2022. See this article and over 3,700 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work, make a donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.